Something really different came across my desk not long ago. A company called H2OM was introducing and selling the world's first vibrationally charged bottled water. According to the California-based company, its bottled spring water would be the first ever to be infused with the, quote, power of intention through words, music, and thought. Inspired by the work of Japan's Dr. Masaru Emoto, showing that water reacts to positive emotions, H2OM's water from underneath the San Diego Mountains is professed to be bottled with love and perfect health. Interesting thought for a bottled spring water company. Part of the problem with bottled water is that when you buy it, you rarely know whether your money is supporting a company that's damaging the source of the water. Ecological damage aside, there's the issue of cost. According to the Green Guide, Americans pay 240 to 10,000 times for bottled water what they'd pay for tap water. But here in the Great Lakes region where I live, water is plentiful and consistently ranked as some of the best for drinking in the world. Bottled spring water shouldn't be selling for those prices here, right? Wrong. Even though bottled water is so much more expensive, and with the risk of harming the source of the water, we're drinking just as much bottled spring water as anyone, if not more. I have a proposition. Think globally, drink locally. If you get your water from a community within a certain watershed, drink that water. You'll be doing your part to support homegrown water. If you're nervous about tap water quality, filter it and check out your municipality's consumer confidence report for water testing results. As long as we're drinking water from someone else's backyard, we don't seem to have to care for it as much. At the end of the day, maybe H2OM has a thought. But rather than paying to infuse someone else's water with someone else's love, let's love and drink our own.